Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with American Angus Association President John Pfeiffer. Back with John in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
John Pfeiffer has been involved in Angus leadership for a bunch of years, serving within the Certified Angus Beef Program, serving as their chairman when they hit the billion-pound mark just a few years back. Now going through the officer chairs of the American Angus Association, this year serving as president of the group. He says lots happening right now within the Angus breed, including the release of several EPD indexes based on genomic EPDs.
And we have not all totally released all of them yet. We released a new, we had an updating to our dollar beef. We released a new dollar maternal index. And then we will eventually have a dollar C index that will be released next year in May. What the deal is that we decided that rather than release all of them at the same time, we were going to spend a year educating the people of how this index is calculated, what all is in it. And so we've spent a year, or we're in the process now, of doing this time to education process so people have a better understanding of it.
Is this something that you really are aiming at your purebred operators or your customers, the commercial folks?
The purebred operators will look at it, but the dollar C will be of way more value to our commercial customers because it puts everything in. We had a lot of people that were breeding cattle based on dollar beef, and that was pretty much of a terminal index that continued to make the cattle bigger. Did make them kill really good. Our 30% acceptance rate certified Angus beef is a result of people using that number to make that happen. We hope with this dollar C or dollar combination as we have it, that it will give them a chance to create better cows. It will go back and cover all aspects of it. So if we have somebody that wants to put some back replacement heifers and stuff and use it kind of as a terminal cow herd that way, they will be able to have cattle that will kill well, but yes, they'll also make cows. If they want to run a total terminal ending, then they can look at dollar beef. If they want to run where they just don't want to, where they're totally concerned about the maternal aspects and want to make cows and don't really concerned about the other way, then they can look at dollar M. So we're trying to provide a lot of things for different commercial producers to use, which are probably of more value to them than they are the registered breeder.
Angus has kind of been the forerunner or the primary breed as far as really putting your arms around these genomics, this next generation of EPDs.
Yes, we have. We've spent a lot of time working on them, researching them. We've also went out and talked to our breeders and our commercial customers of what they're looking for, and we think that we've put together a real good set of data. Now, does this mean that we're done with them? No, there will continue to be fine-tuning, which has to be done as we see things and as new research becomes available. I know OSU has some work they're doing right now on dry matter intake on cows on a forage-based program. As this data comes and it becomes valuable and useful, then it's stuff that we can incorporate into our APDs and begin to use those kinds of things.
John Pfeiffer, who says internally for the Angus breed, it's been a good summer with the hiring of a brand new CEO, Mark McCulley.
He did come from CAB, but Mark McCulley has a wonderful skill set of the whole beef industry. He would have started out working with a feeder calf program and trying to develop it, which we've been trying to do with Angus Link at the present time, so we're happy about that. He has a good understanding of the show cattle business. He actually coached the judging team in Michigan State when he was a professor there for a while. With ICAB, he's had a chance to work in procurement of beef and making the amount of beef there. So the skill sets that he brings the association, as well as being a people person that really understands people and wants to be out and meet with people in the association, it's been a really nice thing. And it's been his first 8 weeks on the job have been absolutely fabulous in the things he's accomplished.
Angus Association President John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.